FS4 facilitates true-to-life training at leading Cincinnati Children's Hospital. You're listening to Longwoods Radio, your healthcare source for ideas, new policies, and best practices. The Institute of Medicine estimates that there are approximately 98,000 medical errors made every year in the United States, and medical centers like Cincinnati Children's Hospital Medical Center are leading the way to reduce errors and improve quality of care through human-patient simulation. The simulator, a computerized, full-size mannequin that can respond in real time to treatments and non-treatments, is giving the medical community what has sorely lacked: the ability to teach and practice in safe, true-to-life scenarios without causing harm to actual patients. As Brian Pio, pre-hospital education coordinator at Cincinnati Children's Hospital Division of Emergency Medicine, explained, "If I'm a baseball player, I get to practice before the game. If I'm in an orchestra, I can practice before the performance. But medicine has been one of the few places where members can't practice before a real-world situation." Stemming from the use of simulation-based training in the aviation field, the Human Patient Simulator lets hospital teams practice high-crisis medical situations. Cincinnati Children's was the first children's hospital to use these simulators for education and training purposes. "We've been doing simulation for 6 years now," says Pio. "It helps us educate our employees on treating critically ill and injured patients. It also helps us improve communication among team members during a crisis." Video plays a crucial role in the training process. Cincinnati Children's captures all simulation sessions in a digital format for later review by participants and instructors. This gives everyone a chance to analyze what went well, where mistakes were made, and what can be improved. In addition, as part of ongoing research, the hospital sends videos out to a group of independent physician reviewers who provide objective feedback on each training session. When the program was developed, Pio, who is responsible for all production and post-production work, knew the center needed a tapeless acquisition solution. Real-time tape capture wouldn't fit into the hospital's need for a quick turnaround times. "When we first started, we were recording straight to a hard drive in our simulator lab," said Pio. "But this had eliminated tape, but limited our training to the lab, not exactly a real-world environment." A portable tapeless acquisition solution would let training teams leave the simulator laboratory and conduct and record sessions in a true-to-life environment, the emergency room. To fill the need for a tapeless acquisition solution, Cincinnati Children's Hospital selected the FS4 portable recorder from Focus Enhancements, which creates advanced video production, digital asset management, and digital signage solutions. With its direct-to-edit technology, the FS4 takes users from acquisition to editing with speed and efficiency. Videographers can record DV and HDV streams directly to a disc via FireWire. The FS4 records directly in edit-ready QuickTime, Avid DV, OMF, and other native NLE formats in Timeline, enabling users to drag and drop footage into any major NLE without time-consuming digitizing and file conversion processes. Palm-sized and weighing just a pound, the FS4 provides the mobility needed to conduct training sessions on-site in the emergency department, the operating room, or any remote location. The human patient simulator is set up in an empty trauma bay, operating room suite, or patient room, and a team runs through the simulation as Pio records it. After the team has treated the patient, everyone assembles for a debriefing session to discuss what transpired. Pio continues filming the debriefing session to further enhance the educational process. Reviewers can listen to feedback from the session, participants can ensure that questions were properly answered, and Pio can connect the FS4 to a computer to show the video to the whole group just minutes later. "If I were using a tape, I'd need to rewind the tape, hook it up to a television, and press play. That's okay, but to rewind or fast forward to a specific point in the video would require more time than we can spend in the emergency room," said Pio. "With the FS4's digital file, I can scrub right to the exact point we want to highlight and press play." Pio also creates a DVD of each session to send to the independent reviewers by hooking the recorder to his editing system and dragging files straight into Adobe Premiere Pro. The FS4 saves me a tremendous amount of time. I can just drag and drop files instead of capturing tape in real time, said Pio. I don't have to sit and watch a 2-hour lecture all over again while digitizing. The FS4 has proved particularly valuable for videotaping medical lectures. It has an 80GB hard drive and provides more than 6 hours of recording time, enabling the recording of long lectures without worries about running out of storage space or having to change tapes. A multitude of file formats are supported on the FS4. While Pio mainly shoots in AVI, there are times when other formats are required. When the hospital hired a production company to create a promotional video targeting new hires, they wanted footage from a human patient simulator session to highlight the training available. Pio was able to use the FS4 to capture footage in the format they needed. Cincinnati Children's Hospital Medical Center uses the FS4 to record human patient simulator training sessions. The recorder's technology gives participants instant access to video footage for review, and it saves significant post-production time and effort. We use the FS4 every day in some form or fashion. Anything from a quick 10-minute training session to a 2-hour lecture, the FS4 has dramatically reduced time and effort for us. This has been Longwoods Radio. Thanks for listening.